this is probably the last proper diary entry from me. I will do other booze on how I get home, but this is the final one on the main bit of the journey. I'm just in a tunnel in East London, the one between Stratford and Dagenham. So we should be into St Pancras fairly soon, I would have thought, the next 10 minutes or so, 5-10 minutes. The journey back has been remarkably smooth, I have to say, barring a few issues with seats on various trains. It's gone exceedingly well, touch wood. Could still go wrong. The Eurostar staff, I have to say, have been really lovely. The seats they got me here were good. The lady who's very kindly been providing fans with water, and in fact got in more whilst I was in Stratford, so we really are close now. In fact, she got more whilst I was in the toilet just now. And they very kindly gave me a complimentary bottle, you know, a little bottle of wine and some muffins and things. They've been really, really lovely. So that's all wonderful. Now we've just got to do battle with the tube to get home. Prospect of which fills me with utter excitement, I'm sure you can tell. It's been a good trip. Stressful at times, I must admit. On the way out, the stuff in Brussels was challenging, but in the future I'll just sort it out myself. I'm still going very fast, I wonder if we're actually going to break at some point. That was quite difficult. I haven't felt on top form throughout the whole trip, but I have enjoyed, I've certainly enjoyed being with Dieter and Betty, with Heinke and Manfred. They were really brilliant. On the way home, I very much enjoyed my visit to Cologne. I enjoyed, obviously, the trip to Kiel and to Brunsbüttel. Those were all good, but just seeing people, and particularly those four, and talking to them, it's just really nice. Oh, and I should put in a mention for Malou Gurnish as well, Heinke's daughter, who did very well in her A-level results, which came through, you know, the equivalent of A-level at the Abitur, I think it is, which came through yesterday. We seem to be slowing down now, which is a good sign, because it means we're not going to hit the buffers at St Pancras. At this end, I have the fun of getting Francis' microchip done. I may do it, but whether it gets uploaded or not, I don't know. We'll have to see. Depends what we end up talking about. Quieter, I think we're about to pop out the tunnel. Maybe. Kent looked rather sunny, just as my dad said it was when he called through. And he got home just about the time when I popped out the Channel Tunnel. I can't actually remember what time we're due in, but it's 7:53 now? Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you once again that on arrival in London St Pancras, you will have to show your passport and also your Eurostar travel ticket. Thank you. Mesdames et messieurs, je voudrais vous informer que de nouveau vous devrez montrer votre passeport.
I think this is to stop the loophole that existed that allowed people to travel without passports between Brussels and Lille, or between Paris and Lille, and Calais and Eurostar services. And then so people were buying tickets that way and then just staying on the train. So unfortunately, it means that we now have two lots of passport checks. Anyway, I think we are on our way out the tunnel now.
At St Pancras International Station. The local time here is now 19:55, and please make sure you take all your belongings with you when you leave the train. Please also take care as you step down to the platform. Thank you for travelling with Eurostar today, and we wish you a very pleasant evening.
I think we can probably do without the French. So there we are, coming in now into St Pancras. Hope you've enjoyed listening to these boos. Sorry they didn't get uploaded during the trip, but hopefully people enjoy listening to them when they do get uploaded. Bye for now.